Progress note. Patient name, Didri Paula. Date, 11/25/22. Place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Ms. Didri is a 71-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, CVA, congestive heart failure, hypertension, prior pacemaker placement, gastric bypass procedure, type 2 diabetes, and right total hip arthroplasty, allergies, prednisone, Lyrica, and spinach, current medications, Tylenol as needed, ascorbic acid, isocodil, carbetolol, clonazepam, daptomycin, Eliquis, ergocalciferol, ferrous sulfate, furosemide, gabapentin, insulin glargine, insulin lispro, lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, Norco, nystatin powder, omeprazole, Miralax, Zofran, and Zolpidem. Review of systems as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 108/70, temperature 97.1, heart rate 74, respirations 18, blood sugar 185, and oxygen saturation 98% on Remare. HEENT benign, neck septal, no JVD noted. Lungs, clitoral auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no click strobes or murmurs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, right hip pain, status post recent right total hip arthroplasty, currently being treated for deep infection. Continue current medications and routine follow-up with orthopedics. Number 2, congestive heart failure, continue current medications and continue hospice. 3, hypertension, continue current medications. 4, chronic anticoagulation, continue current medications. 5, type 2 diabetes, continue to monitor and treat with diet and medications. 6, history of CVA, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs, continue hospice. Thank you.